absolutely beautiful Virgo friends, and welcome to your horoscope for June of 2023, where Virgo, it's an interesting month. It is an interesting month for you of expansion. Really, that's the word I have for you, is expansion and a little bit of notoriety in whatever this means for you, of course, okay? Because we're going to have some really nice energies rolling through your ninth house. The lunations this month, actually, though, work on your fourth house, 10th house, so home and public. So there is this space of I'm changing direction. I want to be known for something. This reshaping, I think, truly of your philosophy of yourself and of life, and it is guiding what you do out in the world and also what it touches at home. So it's a really interesting kind of month for you. So let's get in here and talk about that. Now, right at the beginning of the month, Virgo, on the 1st, we see Jupiter coming together with the North Node, and this is a big deal. This is a big deal. Jupiter is currently traveling through the energy of Taurus, of course, with that North Node, and it is traveling in a way that is pulling you towards your destiny, towards your ninth house, okay? Publishing, marketing, broadcasting, faith and spirituality, philosophies, international travel, business, law. There is this great set of expansion. But the thing I keep keying up for you, Virgos, it's like you really are starting to know yourself differently. And if this means that, you know, maybe you take on a college class or a course, you know, you get involved in academics in some way, and this is actually lighting up a different version of yourself, or you're teaching something and it's lighting up a different version of yourself, whatever it is, there is this expansion of your knowledge out kind of energy that is absolutely reshaping you 100%. Now, when we get to the 3rd, we're going to have a full moon happening in the energy of Sagittarius, so at 13 degrees, okay? Now, the full moon, remember, is going to ask us to end something, acknowledge something, or make an adjustment. So this is in your home zone. This is in the domestic zone, home, family, real estate, property, your roots and foundations, also maybe things that have to do with your parents or parenting, something like that. It's a very domestic energy. And what it's asking you to do here is, first of all, it's bringing a revelation, right? It's bringing a culmination of something. It is bringing an empowerment and a revelation to you that is like, something in my home needs to be ended, acknowledged, or adjusted. I need to change. Is there a parent that needs help? As you, as a parent, or you with something as a homeowner or a renter, is there something that you're actually calling in help, right? Now, the other part that I think about this is the Sagittarian part, where it's like, something's been missing, and now you're able to take the great adventure to bring it into your life. But in order to do that, in order to say yes to the adventure, you have to say no to something else. And what does that look like? And what does that mean for you? When we get to the 5th, Venus is going to move into the energy of Leo, so lighting up your 12th house space, okay? So now the 12th house, things that are happening behind the scenes. Maybe you're working on something and nobody really knows about it, or maybe you're working on something and it's just coming to you easy. The research is just showing up. It's literally magnetized. But this is also an energy of healing, of spirituality, of rest, of rejuvenation, of, you know, needing to pamper yourself in some way to make sure that you're in good shape, so that you're like feeling that self-love. You're needing to feed your spirit or feed something behind the scenes in some way. One of the things I always think about when the 12th house energies come around is, what is your spiritual condition? Right? Like, not do you believe in a particular thing or not, but what is the state of your spiritual condition? And where are you inside of your emotional maturity? This is a great place to investigate that. As well, it's a great time, Virgo, to take a spiritual retreat, to work on a project behind the scenes, whatever it is, because things will be flowing and magnetizing to you quite easily, okay? When we get to the 11th, we've got Pluto, who's already retrograde in the energy of Aquarius, but sliding back now into the energy of Capricorn. So the question for you here, as you review this, is, where is the 5th house area for you different than it was in 2008? You've had a vast rearrangement to this area of your life, of pleasure, play, passion, taking a risk, children, conception, taking something that you love and actually doing it as a hobby, or taking the hobby and turning it into something more. What is it that has been significantly changed? Because now, as Pluto is going to retrograde here and finish these last little sparks until we get into October, we're going to, you're going to uncover, discover, discard. And it's like, let's be done with that and get ready to move this thing forward. Okay. And whatever has happened, there could have been some dark days around it. There absolutely could have been some dark days, some challenges. Maybe you lost people along the way while you were exploring this. Maybe you gained people around the way. But whatever it is, it did empower you from the roots up, okay? As we get later in the day, on the 11th, we'll see Mercury move into Gemini, which is in domicile. So Mercury, also your ruling planet, is in full power in Gemini energy, okay? So in your career, in this expansive out here, what you do in the world, your title, what we call you, what you're known as, what you offer, this is an energy where you're making decisions. You're able to make decisions. You're spot on. Maybe people are, you know, you're networking, things like that. And when I tell you, you might be networking or you might be doing something, it's interesting because the information that maybe you're sharing or what you're bringing into your life during this next really just couple weeks is not particularly deep. It's not particularly deep. Gemini wants some pretty superficial information. It's just trying to pass and disseminate information, right? So in your work or in your work life or what you're doing, are you signing a contract? Are you just sharing information here to here? It's just the dissemination of knowledge. So whatever that looks like for you, no, it doesn't have to be particularly deep. We'll go a little bit in a different direction as Mercury gets into the energy of Cancer at the end of the month, okay? But on the 17th, we welcome Saturn into retrograde, its annual retrograde, in the energy of Pisces. Now, Saturn moved into Pisces in March of 2023. So just go back to this March. What was changing for you around your relationships? Okay, it was like, you know, think about it. Because Saturn in Pisces is like, you have to stop talking about it. You have to go be about it, right? No one's coming for you. You have to start to put your vision and your ideals and put something crystallized around it. Give a container to the dream and to the vision. So between March and now, what has come up for you? And now as Saturn retrograde, you're going to have time to review the work that you did, review these things in relationships, review the healing that your relationships need, review the release of relationships that you don't need anymore. Also, own your mastery. This could be a time where significantly with your expansion out into the world, Virgo, you are stepping up. You know, you're owning your space, especially in a, you know, home or professional field. So if you wanted to make job changes or you wanted to make big moves, I really think that June is a great time for you to be able to do that, okay? On the 18th, we've got the new moon happening in the energy of Gemini, and this is very nice. It's very nice. It's in your career sector. So again, I feel like it's another indicator of support of if you want to make moves in your career. And again, career just means what we call you in public. Do we call you CEO of whatever? Do we call you wife? Do we call you father? What is your title that we call you in public? Because you're having a rise up in that particular title and maybe even more than one. Now, the new moon is your chance to plant your seeds of intention to begin to help unfold what you would like to see here. I mean, you get a good, like the wind is in your sails, Virgo. So make sure you are using it this month, okay? When we get to the 26th, we're also going to see Mercury move into the energy of Cancer. And I do think that this is helpful because on the 21st, the sun moves in the energy of Cancer. So this starts to light up your 11th house. Okay, you've planted these seeds of intention around your career, and that's great. Now we need to get you up, out, and moving. Things are happening with friends. There's a social thing. And Mercury switching position into Cancer, this is that depth I was talking about before that is really very helpful to you in your social sector for the next 4 weeks. Now, as we're going to close out June, Virgo, I just made up a name for you, okay? Virgo, as we're going to close out June on the 30th, we're going to see Neptune step into its retrograde in the energy of Pisces. This is, of course, at 27 degrees, and it's just going to back up to 24 degrees. It's a nice slow movement. But what's happening here is in your relationships, really, truly, it's like you've had some ideals, you've had some beliefs, you've had some resentments, you've had some stories going in your mind about who, what, when, where, and why. And as Neptune steps into its retrograde, our ideas, our ideals, our visions, the story we've told ourselves about who people are or who we have to be really gets challenged. Like reality shows up with no chaser, okay? And it is like, is that true? Is that true? And can you stand on that? One of the things that I love to think about here is in partnership, whether it's business, whether it's you and a power greater than yourself, your children, you know, coming out and owning your mastery at a professional level, what are the limiting belief stories? But also, what are the stories that you told yourself about how great you're doing and you're like, oh, tacos and burritos, I got to get some things together. I need some help. I need to, this, my ideals here do not, when the rubber meets the road, I can't stand up to them. So it's also a great opportunity to bring the vision with some training again into the Saturnian container that can help those ideals have integrity and take shape. So I think you've got a lot going for you in terms of where you would like to expand out this month. Please let me know in the comment section down below, what is this for you? Because for some people, it's really not. You're starting this great business. You're going off. It's a highly social month. Virgo, you could be writing and publishing and sharing a story. You could be advancing your knowledge as a parent or a grandparent. So let me know how this is manifesting for you in the comment section down below. Like this video, comment, share, subscribe. I love you, and I'll see you in July. Bye, Virgo.